Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here on February 22nd, 2022 on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yes, that's right. Here we are back again for the final time here in February 2022 here with the News AF team. First, let's welcome back the top influencer in all of pickleball. Here he is, Father Nature. It's Tyson Apostle.
Whoop whoop. Yep, I'm here. Big week for pickleball as NPR, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and also Fox News.
The all mainstream had- media.
Mainstream media had all things pickleball going on. I said it before, kind of. Pickleball is the new Bitcoin.
Wow. Okay.
What a statement.
Wow. Yeah. This is huge. Where can I invest?
Well, I'll send you my routing numbers and should be fine.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Are there any pickleball NFTs that I could start to get involved with?
I think there probably actually are.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's incredible. Big week for pickleball. How's everything going for you?
Things are going great. I had Wendell from Survivor in town last week for just a day or two. He was out here for a bachelor party, and it was fun to reconnect with him. Haven't seen him for over a year, almost 2 years, probably.
How's the Arizona bachelor party scene?
Big, very big.
Big.
Yeah. If you're on the West Coast, you're going, if you're on the West Coast and it's in the winterish time, you're going one of two places. You're going Vegas or you're going Phoenix.
Okay.
That's it. That's the only options you have, honestly, unless you want to do a ski thing. But if you're trying to get your shirts off, get in the pool with your bros, like, yeah, you're going Phoenix or Vegas.
The Phoenix bachelor party scene. Okay. All right. I would ask what goes on there, but that's a violation.
What it's on where?
What goes on at a Phoenix bachelor party? You're not.
Oh no, you can say that. You can't say what goes on at a Vegas party.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in Phoenix?
If your fiance won't let you have a Vegas bachelor party, then you go to Phoenix.
Yeah, right.
You get bumped out. Okay, all right. Of course, a man who has been to bachelor parties all over this whole wide world,
dude. He goes to bachelor parties he's not even invited to.
the skeet dog, Vascular D, the eye in the sky. It's Danny Bryson.
Nothing I love more than bachelor parties. Yeah. Just wish that I could stay bachelor age forever, you know, so I could keep going to those parties. It's just weird now when I go to parties for people who are in their, you know, late 20s, early 30s, and I just show up. Like, who invited their dad?
Yeah.
Do you go to a lot of parties for people in their late 20s?
Yeah, I always bring, you know, gifts, like Johnny Appleseed of bachelor parties.
Yeah.
Someone's got to spread the news of teledildonics. The best place to do that is at bachelor parties.
So wait,
you're be like hired. No, it's like a Tupperware. Remember like how Tupperware was sold?
Yeah.
That's teledildonics now at bachelor parties.
So you go to the bachelor parties and say like, hey, like you're not always going to be home, guys.
Everybody
sign up here. Yeah. Teledildonics, the future. Teledildonics is the new Bitcoin.
This thing's going to do the work when you're not around.
I've got a PowerPoint and everything. Some displays. It's very classy.
He's like a pharmaceutical sales rep that just like, you know, comes in and is just like caters to the needs.
Got two briefcases.
Got two briefcases full of products for some sampling. And
So, okay.
What I'm doing for pickleball, Danny is doing for teledildonics.
Just can't tell my parents about my great work.
Yes,
in the field of teledildonics.
Yeah. Well, you're doing incredible work, making people happy all over the world, even if they're separated by distance. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. Just during the pandemic alone, Danny, I think you've probably saved countless relationships.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Thank you for your service, Danny.
Yeah. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you. I just don't get enough recognition, but this is really helping me.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with it, guys. I was thinking of quitting.
Hang in there. All right. So it is a momentous day here today because... I think it is. As everybody knows, today is... Now, was it... Were we live on Groundhog's Day for February 2nd? Does that line up? Yeah, is that 21 days ago? No, because that would be 20 days ago. Anyway, but I think we were live on the 1st. Either way, so that was my kids went to school and it was like, hey, it's 2/2/22. And they had a whole thing.
Yes.
That's my kids too. We got actually a message yesterday from the teachers reminding us of the special occasion and to
today's better
twos on them in some capacity. So there's doubles of stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it is.
Yes, that was a Wednesday, but this is 2/22/22 and it's Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
So now we can all harvest the energy of some kind of universal force with the two numbers aligning like that. Is there some kind of star or, celestial object that's going to point its beam right at us?
No, because I'll tell you something. The days of the week are a construct of,
alien technology given to us by the people who built the pyramids. Come on.
Yeah.
What's the importance of this date other than we all just love seeing things line up perfectly?
Okay. Nice. Well, according to some numerologists
my favorite ologist.
Okay. From an article today in the New York Post, they say that today might be some new beginnings for people. That is according to a longtime Manhattan numerologist, that you are expanding outward, bringing more elements into your sphere. It's an opportunity for those who choose to do so. There's always going to be pain in learning, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Thank God.
Mm-hmm. What college do you go to get a degree or university in numerology? Who's offering that?
I think it's any unaccredited university will.
So be online. University of Phoenix probably has a program.
And University of Phoenix, I don't even know if they have a Phoenix location. That's the craziest thing about that university. They probably do. But you're definitely not able to transfer credits once you start your numerology studies.
What if I go, can I go from communications to numerology and will those credits carry?
They might, but what you can do is take your numerology credits and be like, I actually want to study numerology somewhere else.
Yeah.
Those won't transfer. They're impossible to transfer.
Yeah. So as WB in the chat points out that this is also going to be the Pluto return. So I believe that's the first time that we are going to have Pluto back in the sky. They don't really explain what a Pluto return is.
Pluto return. I told you there was something new. It's
returning as a planet.
That would be big for Pluto.
Yeah,
that would be really big for Pluto.
But anyway, the last time this happened was on July 4th, 1776. And so people are saying that this could be the mark of a new big power shift.
Rob, it sounds like you might have a degree in numerology. Do you? Because
I'm just reading the article. These are my findings.
Either way.
Yeah, it's easy when you start looking at numbers. I see patterns everywhere.
Yeah. And so, that's what they're saying, but there's nothing no big global events happening in the world right now. So I think that maybe they're off base.
Is it the return of Pangea?
You're right. Mm-hmm. There is no big global events going on that have been building to any moment at any time. You're right. So I think we're in the clear. Mm-hmm. I think everyone can rest assured.
Is there really no event going on today? Like someone somewhere, some group. There has to be someone trying to write a comet or trying to open up a door.
There's lots of stuff going on, Danny. I don't know if you've been around the last couple of years.
But something that really stands out.
Today only.
Yeah.
I'm kind of bummed. I would have thought 2/2/2 Tuesday would have elicited more of a response.
I think the queen added an extra sauce to her online shop.
Tyson, please. The queen has COVID right now. We're sending her our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, but she's fine. She's fine.
She's fine.
She's got time to put out a new brown sauce.
She had to cancel a virtual event that I saw.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. 2/2/22. you know, a huge Tuesday. Day, huge day.
Oh my gosh, we're on this date. This is the event.
Oh, is that it?
We were so close, we couldn't recognize the special event that was happening.
This is it.
This is it.
Mm-hmm. Danny announced his
now,
profession of teledildonic sales.
No, it also, hasn't happened
yeah.
yet.
Also, Ruby Tuesdays is offering $2 mini margaritas and beers because it's also National Margarita Day.
Hmm. I don't want to go to Ruby Tuesdays. Do I have
that,
to?
What is that? Is that a restaurant?
It's Ruby Tuesdays.
Yeah. I still don't want to go.
I don't think I've ever eaten there. Yeah.
I think I have. Yeah. It's like an Applebee's style thing, Danny, I think. Like Chili's, Applebee's,
mm-hmm.
yeah, style.
I think we have one maybe far away.
Yeah, I feel like
there's someone in Salt. There's one
Ruby
in Salt
Tuesdays, Applebee's, Chili's, Red Robin. Kind of feel like it's all the same.
Yeah, well, Red Robin is
a little bit more for kids.
Subpar burgers and fries. Yeah, Chili's is like you can get your like sliders and salsa and guac and yeah. I don't know. I have not eaten at any of those places in quite a long mm-hmm. time, but
yeah.
I'm going to try and keep the streak alive by avoiding with every fiber of my being if I can, because I know that Ruby Tuesdays will be drawing me in all day with their mm-hmm. beam, but I'm going to try my damnedest yeah. to not go
a
in
lot
there.
In my area. It looks like
good.
You want to go in go on a Ruby one. Tuesdays franchise? The three of us.
Are they at a premium right now?
I don't know. Ruby Tuesday's franchise. And then it'll have a podcast booth where then it's like, hey, this is like the home of News AF also.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. I think that would be cool if that were done right now. Like if this live podcast could have been in a Ruby Tuesday's on 2222222. Then it would have made sense.
$2 mini margaritas. Yeah.
Yeah. Now it doesn't.
Okay. We talked a couple of weeks ago about how Viagra was something that could ward off dementia, but it sounds like that, according to scientists, that Viagra, this wonderful miracle drug, has yet another purpose, because according to some more research from Washington State University, they found that Viagra can help out your pets with a condition known as mega esophagus.
Did numerologists come up with the recipe for Viagra? Was that like one of the contributing factors?
I know Danny's been experimenting on his cat with Viagra for quite some time. mm-hmm.
There are, by the way, talking about Viagra, there are a bunch of aggressive billboards in my area that just shout at you, gone limp. It's uh-huh. I feel like that's very aggressive.
Now, is there a speaker? Does it actually yell at you?
Big yellow billboard.
It's like, is it like black a got milk? Print.
Yeah, but gone limp.
Gone limp.
Uh-huh. That just seems really aggressive.
But you're here talking about
biscuit.
It.
That's true. Well, it catches my attention every time. Mm-hmm. The word limp is kind of funny. Mm-hmm. But so I look at that. It just seems like a lot. But now it's like, dude, not only can you take the solution that'll cure you of that,
yeah,
but it'll help in a million other ways.
Well, do you think is this the pharmaceutical companies of trying to like drum up more interest of like it's like Viagra, like baking soda, where it's like, well, you thought it was only just for this, but actually you should take it for this. Give it to your pets.
The all purpose drug.
Mm hmm.
It's all anyone will have in their house.
Keep a bag of Viagra in your refrigerator to help keep all of your vegetables crisp.
Just every day.
Yeah, put it in my boots to fight boot stink.
You think so? You think that like Centrum on their bottle will have like 18 milligrams of Viagra as like one of the new multivitamins? They're just adding it to all the multivitamins?
Sure.
Which company does the bathtub ad where they're in the bathtubs?
I think that's Cialis. Yeah.
Do you think Cialis is a little upset?
Cialis does nothing for anything else. It's only good for one thing, say Cialis. Yeah.
Perverted. Yeah. It's perverted compared to Viagra that is just kind of like, it's the wonder miracle cure for everything. Yeah.
They need like to get like the like Viagra infomercials, like Viagra. Not only is it good for what you think it's good for, but also it has so many other uses around the home.
And then they do that fast scrolling thing, also helps with, and then you know it goes up too fast to read.
Because there's so many positives. So,
yeah, exactly.
If only Billy Mays was still here, that he would be just the person to be able to get the word out.
So do you think that this is just, do you think this is Viagra, big Viagra, trying to come up with reasons for guys to buy it without feeling ashamed of their Tyson. Impotence? Mm-hmm. So they're like, call the doctor, and they're like, I actually, I'm fine. I'm worried so healthy down there, but I'm worried about my cat, or I'm worried about like my memory as I get older. And I heard that this works. So like, that's what I need it for.
Yeah, people might give somebody the side eye if they see it on their nightstand. And say, excuse me, my dog has mega esophagus, okay?
Yeah, come on. I use it topically in if I get a cut or a scrape.
Smash
or
it into
bruise.
A powder and then rub it onto your open wound.
Yes. So mega esophagus is a condition which affects the esophagus of many dog breeds.
Sounds like it's a giant engorged esophagus. So it actually makes the engorgement go down.
So what happens is that the problem is that the dogs can't move the food through their esophagus to their stomach. And then the dog ends up getting the food like sort of like stuck in its lower esophagus, which they end up like throwing up, or they sort of like aspirate and get the food into their lungs, which creates a lot of negative outcomes for the dogs. But the Viagra actually helps the esophagus open up for our four-footed best friends, and they're able to eat normally.
So I could take this before eating a bunch of saltines with no water, and it would help get the saltines or the pretzels down.
So if you had a bet, like, you know, when remember when people were doing like that dry powder challenge?
Dry scoop. Oh, yeah. Cinnamon. It's a Viagra dry scoop and work out with an erection, a raging... Sounds like a nightmare.
A teaspoon of dry cinnamon without any water to win the $100 bet.
Oh, I thought you were, so dry cinnamon or dry scooping pre-workout? Which one?
Well, I think the cinnamon was the challenge like a few years ago where like people were trying to swallow a mouthful of cinnamon without any water, and they were coughing and getting sick and inhaling it in their lungs. And it was like a real health risk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think this may be the way to finally, you know, double or nothing, your money back.
Be safe. That's what I always say. And if that's what Viagra does, take it.
Yeah. Danny is our leading.
It's the helmet of dry scooping.
Yeah. Expert says that it's the one multivitamin you should take every day.
Mm-hmm. Look, if something's wrong with you and you're not sure what it is or what to take, well, then I'm sure the advice that 9 out of 10 doctors would advise you just to take Viagra because it covers so many bases.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay. That'll help you out with that. So we'll keep.
I always carry some.
Yeah, we'll keep posting. And of course, check with your veterinarian before beginning any course of medication for your pets at home.
Do you think that in the future they'll have on every wall in public spaces a defibrillator and then a smaller glass case with one Viagra in it? So like in case of emergency, smash the glass.
Yeah. Give Viagra. This is also really interesting because you can now go to your vet maybe and be like, my dog has engorged esophagus. So I don't know. He's had it for a long time. Probably going to need, I don't know, 500 pills. And they're like, okay. And they're like, remember, can you also mark that it's not for me on here, that it's for my dog with engorged esophagus. Mm-hmm. And easy workarounds. Now they're making it real. It's now you don't have to fly to Mexico and go to a pharmacy there to keep everything secret. You can just, go to your vet.
So, no word on if the Viagra has any of the traditional effects in the pets. That was not mentioned in the research. If your dog may be experiencing any of those other more natural. Yeah, other engorgements. Right.
It just shifts the engorgement from one place to the next. Maybe. I don't know how it all works, but regardless, everybody should get their hands on a bottle or two of this just for emergency purposes.
Okay. this is a story that I think that some people are might be a little skeptical. This comes from a website called InTheKnow.com, which picked up the story of a viral TikTok about a woman who noticed that as she was breastfeeding her baby, the baby's hair was soaking wet, and she realized that her armpit was leaking her breast milk.
I want to say this is an older article a couple months back. I want to say I saw this and really got my attention, but I can't remember the details. But she has something abnormal. Like, it's not something most people can do. Mm-hmm. She like has like a third breast or nipple in her armpit, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. What apparently is happening is that the milk ducts have spread beyond where they traditionally are found, and it's not actually that abnormal to have tissue that extends to your armpit.
Has she tried Viagra as a remedy?
It'll probably dry up that third nipple real quick.
Yeah,
especially if you use it as a topical cream like Tyson does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if this is so common, because mm-hmm. you made it sound like it's pretty common.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, then it wouldn't be news, right? It wouldn't have made this very, very well-known publication In the Know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who's to say also that she's like, not just like super sweaty armpits. And she's like, oh yeah, no, actually.
Concealing her sweaty armpits by calling it breast milk.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a condition.
That's what I should do.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. You are sweaty.
Yeah. So sweaty. I'd be like, yeah. Guys, don't.
My mammary glands don't eject how they should.
My nipples leak out my armpit. Yeah,
my tear ducts have extended.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Down, you know, down into my abdomen.
I'm actually crying.
I'm not crying. I'm actually sweating.
Glands have extended to my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, that doesn't sound good. You can't just have random parts of your body deciding to go somewhere else.
Yeah, glopping stuff out.
It's mm-hmm. like, oh, hey, I guess I'll grow, you know, vascular whatever up into this area. That's not how body should work.
Yeah.
You can't just grow breastfeeding tubes. I'm just saying it shouldn't work that way. I think that maybe you're supposed to be like cut and dry.
I mean, have you ever heard about evolution? Maybe this is
the next step. You're right, Tyson.
Opposite gender finds very, very attractive, and then it's bred into society until pretty much everybody's got mammaries in their armpits.
Yeah. You know what? Who am I to stand in the way of nature? I've already said nature can't kill me, but it might be able to try and change me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's into a milking like freak, just milk squirting out everywhere all the time. Tear ducts, arm.
You think that's our future? You think that's our future?
The back of my knees.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
your back. Yeah. Probably my just back. Even your back. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a story that probably hits a little close to home for Danny and Tyson about massive explosion that happened over at BYU after a student was making homemade rocket fuel in a dorm kitchen.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is God telling BYU that you shouldn't tinker with science.
If you're going to channel sexual frustration, do it by channeling it into rocket fuel, right? Mm-hmm. Which is kind of like a version of sexual release by creating rocket fuel and then shooting a rocket up into space. That could help.
Mm-hmm. Was everybody okay?
Everybody was okay. Nobody was harmed in the incident. Apparently a student was working on, I'm not sure if this was a science experiment or if this was more of a like personal experiment. Mm-hmm.
I experimented a lot with explosives when I was young. And
yeah,
so
but it was
I
never an experiment. This. It wasn't a science experiment, though. It was a personal. Those would be considered personal
experiments. No, these were science experiments.
I'd like to see your notes.
My charts, spreadsheets. Most experiments only happened once. And then the fire or electrical shock or the poisonous, noxious gases I created ceased. Uh-huh. Further experimentation with those materials. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I mixed every chemical in my parents' basement that I could find with other chemicals I could find. And then eventually did create a very poisonous fog.
What were you aiming to do, Danny?
I was just curious what they would do when I mixed the two. Hmm. I can't remember. We did mix two things that caused a very terrible gas. I should ask my parents about that. I was pretty young. Started fires on the walls of my bedroom, blew up light sockets, almost burned down my house two or three times.
Bear mace.
Mm-hmm. So I can appreciate this. Oh, the bear mace. Yeah, I got maced in the face.
Yeah.
So, I love, curiosity. That's how we got here as a society. So
that's how we learn.
Pushing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nobody was hurt. There was extensive damage to the building. And again, no word as to why this student was making rocket fuel. The BYU police said it's clear the situation could have been much worse. We're so grateful nobody was injured. We urge students to be aware of circumstances around them and consider how their actions have the potential to affect not just themselves, but others as well.
Yeah. What a very responsible statement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's kicked out from school and BYU's blocked him from ever enrolling in any other schools.
Mm-hmm. Or he's gotten a job at SpaceX.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. SpaceX, which is just a couple hours up the road, which I've been to and I have seen rocket fuel. Did you know that rocket fuel is solid?
No, I didn't.
I mean, it's frozen. It's kept frozen, isn't it?
No, it's not. It comes in solid. It looks like an eraser. It looks like an eraser off the back of a pencil.
How do you know that? Is that true?
I went to SpaceX. I didn't go to SpaceX. I went to the one that works with NASA in north of Salt Lake. What is it called?
I know what you're talking about. They do the rocket tests all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I went to a rocket test there.
It's like ATK or AT.
ATK, yeah.
Yeah.
There is liquid fuel too, but I got to also see solid rocket fuel, which just looks like a giant pink eraser, dude.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I never would have guessed. That's probably not what he made. I bet you his was very liquid.
His was liquid. Mm-hmm. I bet his was liquid. His was like a little of this, a little of this, a little of this, boom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Classic comedy, you know, like his face is all black, his hair standing straight up. Everyone had a good laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You think?
I guess what I don't understand is when the rocket fuel like has like an explosion, like where was the kid?
Probably maybe the explosion went straight up or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, when I had to light a massive amount of flammable liquid on fire, I got stick. Yes, I had to. Okay. I got a huge stick and lit the end of the stick on fire. Maybe that's what he did. He got like a nice branch from a tree, which is what I did. And then just as you walk towards the flammable liquid, it eventually exploded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Possible. That's what I would do.
All right. It's been a minute since we talked about sort of like big thefts of different food products. I feel like that used to happen.
Yeah, the cheese heist, the maple
cheese
syrup.
Cheese heist, all the different heists. So apparently there had been a honey and honey bee heists going on left and right that had not been making any major headlines.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
People stealing the queen bees for themselves.
Yeah. And
or
so,
the honey.
Yeah. Hive thefts have been reported everywhere around the country, with most recently three hives containing about 60,000 bees.
Whoa.
Were taken from a grocery chain's garden in central Pennsylvania.
Should be considered kidnapping. Mm-hmm. Maybe up the crime.
Bee napping.
Yeah, bee napping.
Or let's put out some decoy beehives filled with murder hornets.
Murder hornets.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. There's a surprise when you go to get that honey and instead get stung to death.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody in the U.S. ever get stung to death by murder hornets?
I don't think so.
No,
but
either.
We saw those real apocalyptic photos of people out in like full biohazard suits with flamethrowers.
Yeah.
So it was pretty serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was. It's true. But yeah. So I don't know,
don't steal stuff. You don't need to be a jerk.
Yeah, that's
go get your own 60,000 bees. I see them all the time flying around. Just start catching some now, and over a couple of years, you'll amass.
Queen.
Yeah,
you have to get the queen.
Quite a crew.
So, farmers who are requiring bees to, pollinate plants like almond trees, they have now resorted to using the anti-theft GPS technology. Not robots yet. Anti-theft like LoJack on the beehives.
Wow.
You get one of those Boston Dynamic dogs out there to protect it.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Mm-hmm.
That'd scare the crap out of anyone.
Would it scare the bees?
The bees should be able to protect themselves. Like
the bees might swarm the dog, but the dog
will probably
not care because it's metal.
Mm.
Unless they accidentally pierce a hose or something like
can
that.
They have stingers made of like titanium? They're piercing hose. That's a murder. That's a murder hornet you're thinking of. Not a honeybee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a beehive in the wild over the fence in the rocks by my house.
Can you go grab it right now and bring it and so we can see it?
You have a beehive or there is a beehive?
There is a wild beehive out there.
Okay.
I don't currently own it. It's
wait, it's wild? It's not even like a box? Like one of those. Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They still exist in the wild. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever go in a beekeeper suit and go sample some honey?
I should. The most of the bees in Arizona are Africanized honeybees.
Whoa, scary.
Killer bees. So they do have shorter tempers that can be triggered for no reason at all.
So you're hoping somebody steals them.
Yeah. They haven't been a problem, but if they will have been a problem, I would call somebody. I think they would move the hive rather than destroy
it. Call the rocket fuel guy. Have him make some rocket fuel near the beehive.
Yeah. Just put a sign up, free beehive, and then, or don't steal my beehive, and then wait for the thieves to come and take it.
Oh, yeah. Smart. And then I go out there and there's like 15 dead thieves from the swarm of the killer bees.
How do we know it's not black bears taking these things? You've seen that report of that bear loose in Tahoe.
Yeah.
We'll stealing all sorts of
we
stuff.
We can talk about Hank the Tank in a minute. but yeah, they are very worried about these beehives being stolen. They put the anti-theft devices going on. I think the problem was here that the prosecutors were not able to really press heavy charges against people who are stealing the beehives. They are now raising the punishment of the people who are stealing beehives.
Well, I mean, the theft of beehive should be at least the same as the theft of anything else, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
now they're saying that now if you steal even just one beehive, it's the same as stealing 100 beehives. So you're kind of incentivized once you steal one.
Steal 100.
In for a penny, in for a pound. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that doesn't sound better. That sounds like worse. And whether you steal one or 100, you get a $200 fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you get caught convicted of stealing a beehive, you should then be on the Murder Hornet Task Force.
Agreed. Yeah,
it's like, you're so brave. Now you're on the front lines of Murder Hornet.
Yeah. Is there still a front lines of Murder Hornet?
We haven't heard much about them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's intentional because it's getting out of control. We're losing the battle out in Washington and it's going to slowly spread.
Is that possible? It's a cover up?
It could be. I haven't heard from anybody in Washington for a while.
Yeah.
You think the whole state might be gone?
Yeah. We should have somebody go check on Washington.
Yeah. Okay.
Agreed.
Danny, you mentioned the black bear on the loose in Tahoe. And yeah, I watched this news report this morning about Hank the Tank, the 500-pound bear that's terrorizing people in Tahoe.
He is big. That is massive for a black bear. He's been eating well.
Yes.
Is he doing that right now? So he's already out of hibernation and on the move.
That's a good point. It is weird that he's out and about this time of year.
He's up. Wow. No more winter in Tahoe.
I've seen pictures of him. He definitely looks broad shouldered. So
he hasn't slept in months. He's been eating cranky garbage.
Yeah.
Basically like approaching a murder hornet. I wouldn't want to get near him.
Yeah. And he keeps breaking into houses.
Has he broken into anyone's house while the person has been in the house?
I don't know. According terrifying. To this news report, he broke into the same house twice.
Okay. How's he getting in the house?
Breaks the window.
He's not using his claw to pick at the lock.
No. But I mean, he's 500 pounds. He's looking for more snacks.
This is the three bears in reverse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is the tale they don't tell you.
Yeah, about the bear breaking into the house and sampling the porridge.
He's like, this house is too hot. This house is too cold. He's looking for the right one.
Those are massive windows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are we not able to track Hank the Tank?
They put out a trap for him.
Infrared, everything. We can't find a 500-pound bear, or does this just speak to the difficulties we've had tracking down Bigfoot? Could Jose Canseco find Hank the Tank?
Dogs could find Hank the Tank. If they're not using dogs, though, it is hard to find animals once they go into a forest. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
But they try. I saw a picture of a big, giant cage they had set out for him. But Hank doesn't need the cage because he's breaking into houses where the food in the house is better than the cage food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do they have in there that's really going to draw him in? Filet mignon,
caviar.
Here, let me share a photo of Hank.
He's large.
The Tank. Yeah,
he's now, an first of all,
who named him Hank the Tank? Is that his name?
I think probably his parents.
Wild animals don't get to pick their own names, unfortunately.
That's not right.
It isn't right.
Yeah.
I think we should put him in a room. And we can all yell names at him till he approaches one
response,
of us.
Response, yeah. Whoever he mauls.
Traditionally, I feel like Frank the Tank is more of the Tank nickname. I think it's unusual that he got to be Hank the Tank.
Wow. It says he's busted into 28 houses.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what kind of fine is he going to get? Because one house is the same as 20 houses in terms of what he's going to face in courts.
Here's some of the damage he's doing. He's breaking in, looking for stuff. But I guess then he leaves.
Yeah.
Man, he is big. Mm-hmm. Who took that picture? Why didn't they arrest him then?
Yeah, they could have gotten him.
Yeah. So he's sitting so politely. So
if you see him, let's say you're in Tahoe, would you recommend that somebody
wrestle him to the ground and hold him until the police come?
Citizen's arrest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I showed this video. I was getting ready for the show and I was playing the YouTube news report about this. And I was showing this to my kids. And so I was saying about how they need to do something. And my older son said that they need to get him to lose weight. That's why he's breaking into the house. He has a weight problem. He's 500 pounds. He's eating too much.
His cholesterol is going to kill Hank. He looks
gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
He looks unhappy.
Yeah, he does look unhappy.
In that picture, he does look very unhappy.
He eats because he's unhappy, and he's unhappy because he eats.
That's right. Vicious cycle.
Vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
what do you think? So you think instead of maybe arresting him, you think maybe counseling?
Maybe he needs to be making healthier food choices that aren't going to result in so many cravings, which cause him to break into all these houses.
Yeah,
good idea.
W or Noom? Should we get him on Noom?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something. But you know what? They are driven by their appetite, and if there is food available, they're going to eat it. And
just wait till he gets the taste of human flesh, though.
Oh my gosh, dude!
Yeah,
Danny, it's all over.
As somebody who has been exposed to bear spray, do you feel like that you might be a good person to head down to Tahoe to work on bringing Hank the Tank to justice?
I know Danny would be.
Yeah, you know what? I'll if they pay me, right? I'll head down there. I'll capture this.
What's your fee? What's your fee to go work on this case?
I need a chopper.
Mm-hmm.
I need a chopper and three good men.
A chopper to own, or that's what
fly it while I'm down there. They can have it back when I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a chopper and I need my right hand man, Tyson, who knows all about nature, to sit co-pilot.
And Jose Canseco.
And then two bear wranglers in the back.
Yeah, we need some dispensable
skilled lasso
manpower.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, like really good at lassoing. I think you need two guys who can lasso so they can pull at different directions.
Okay.
Right. And then Danny and I wait in the helicopter.
Yeah. But then when they tie him to the skid, we'll lift him up and put him wherever the authorities want him, probably right into the courthouse. Right.
Well, I think I have a guy who might be perfect for the team. Okay. Let me say about Matthew Abraham, a Massachusetts college student who just got busted the other day trying to enter the tiger cages at the Boston Zoo.
Oh, man.
To test his toughness.
So
what was his reason?
He loves tigers. He's a cat enthusiast.
How old is he?
He's very interested in tigers. He's 24.
No, this kid ain't right, dude.
Tyson. Some people have passions.
I'm telling you, though, that's a death.
You would break into a pickleball court to play pickleball.
I wouldn't.
You would, and he would break into this.
I'm a 42-year-old man who's too afraid of getting in trouble by someone younger than me.
Mm-hmm. Tigers are terrifying, by the way. I think out of all the wild cats, tigers to me are the most terrifying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're the most stealthy. They're the most svelte. They're the quickest. Leopards and jaguars are also quite terrifying. But and something's not right here. This is just like there's no reason to do this unless you are so misinformed on how wild animals act that that's the only reason.
It sounds like if Tyson and I were trying to head up some kind of Hank the Tank capture crew,
this is the perfect have approached the bear for us.
Yeah. We might put on our resume on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like tigers? Mm-hmm. And if they circle a 10, they're out. Like what's a healthy amount of tiger?
Really? But you don't think that we could get this guy to put the old honey suit on and, lure Hank into the cage.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by the idea of a honey suit.
The honey pot. Yeah.
So imagine those sticky pads, but instead of sticky pads, it's honey and it's in reverse all over your entire body.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Rob's got something.
All right. So let me play for you a little bit of the local news coverage of this story, because they're going to interview the young man and hear exactly what he was up to.
The defendant in this case calls this a misunderstanding. He says he never intended to get close to the tiger. He also says he thought the zoo was open at the time, though he admits to not paying admission. Tonight, he's facing misdemeanor charges.
A little sus. I thought the zoo was open.
Honest mistake. I totally buy it. Yeah. He's in the clear so far with me.
All right, let's hear what he has to say.
Say there's something called the eye of the tiger. Say the eye of the tiger. The most dangerous thing you ever seen in your whole life.
24-year-old.
So the song may be, Danny.
No,
that's not. The eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fight.
That was not him talking.
That was him talking.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. This guy is cold as ice.
He's cold as ice. He's also holding a violin for some reason as they're talking to him. They told him about the eye of the tiger. He wanted to see it up close.
Old Matthew Abraham, a biology major at Worcester State, is charged with trespassing and disorderly conduct for allegedly attempting to access the tiger enclosure this morning at Franklin Park Zoo. This is Sky 5 video from after the incident, showing the tiger, Anala, unharmed.
You talked about this eye of the tiger thing. Was it your intention to get close enough so that you could look directly into the tiger's eye?
Yes. They say that the soul is visible through the eye.
According to Zoo New England.
Okay. Tyson, your father nature, is this in fact true that the soul of an animal is visible through its eyes? And if you can just get close enough?
They don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson, what do you know? Have you ever gazed a tiger into the eye? It's like five Viagras injected into your main vein.
Tiger blood. Yeah.
I probably have looked a tiger in the eye at the zoo at some point and I didn't see a soul.
Mm.
Oh, soulless. I think that's a shark. You're confusing it with a shark.
Yeah. Sharks are definitely soulless, but tigers do have souls. But I think this kid's just trying to make stuff up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If this is honest, if he's not putting on an act, then I think he's worthy of more study than the tiger.
Yeah, like, look into his eyes up close. Yeah.
So what do you see?
Also, get him into the country's top numerology program.
Oh,
still,
he would be a great numerologist.
See, with that violin, we're wasting him on just trying to apprehend Hank the Tank.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. All right.
I think we got to get him in on the numerology studies.
Here's a statement about the incident.
At about 8:45 a.m. at Franklin Park Zoo, an unknown male was seen in an outdoor non-public area behind the tiger exhibit. When first seen by staff and approached, he climbed over a gate and quickly exited the area.
Smart.
State police arrested Matthew Abraham right after that. He was later released. Abraham's defense is that he was not trespassing, just spectating.
Oh. The gates were open. I walked through the gates. And they closed that gate on me.
So the tiger cage might have been open.
No, not the cage exactly. Some back door, like where they drive the carts to feed the animals or something. Mm-hmm. Like
this guy could learn a lot from the bear on how to avoid capture by the police.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was captured right away.
And then they locked him in with the tiger after he went through.
Well, I don't think he got locked in with the tiger. I'm sure there's ways around. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there, but I think I'm going to side with the zoo on this. I think the guy was in the wrong place. I think he knew he was in the wrong place. I think he was up to no good. This kid isn't getting a pass. The only way out for this kid now is to capture the bear in Tahoe and then go on murder hornet duty for 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay. The tiger saw him and growled at him. I bet that really was an exciting moment. Probably the highlight of his life.
Yeah. I think he's not done with the tiger.
Again, no zoo animals or humans were injured today. State police say that Matthew Abraham has been ordered to appear in Dorchester District Court for his arraignment. That will likely happen tomorrow. Reporting live in Worcester, Todd Kiskevich, WCVB News.
But in the article attached to this, it says that they asked him, would you think about it again? He said, go see a tiger. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like he's a tiger enthusiast, like he kind of portrayed himself to be.
Mm-hmm.
The judge will use that against him when sentencing him.
I don't know. Maybe. But that's not even like, okay, if you are a lover of tigers and you want to get close to the tiger, then when they say, would you go see a tiger again? He'd be like, absolutely. They're my favorite animal. I want to look them in the eye because I love them so much.
Is he negging the tigers?
If he's being like, whatever.
Not cool. Maybe I'll go see a lion next.
Then why were you there in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Maybe he got a taste of tiger. He got the tiger taste. And now it's like, he's not as impressed. You know, when you meet your heroes, you tend to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what happened to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. One other story before we get to Danny's bolt hole. This is the story of a new condition that has been diagnosed. A youngster is dealing with something that has scientists baffled, as a young boy in Georgia is dealing with an extremely rare condition known as uncombable hair syndrome.
No, I already know the cure for this. Choke down 17 Viagras.
You're too young.
It might be. It looks like the hair had too much Viagra.
Tyson, take a look at his hair.
Erect and stiff.
This kid's hair is probably, maybe he's putting out some kind of, I don't know, magnetic or static charge.
Too much static electricity.
Consistently, maybe they need to find some way to demagnetize him or whatever.
I'm going to tell you right now, this kid with this hair, if this is real, is going to be his bread and butter for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Guys, this is a 1 in a million hereditary condition, and it's known as uncombable hair. This is scientifically proven to be a thing, Tyson.
Yeah.
UHS.
He's just 16 months old.
Yeah. This is incredible. I think you leverage this into a money-making opportunity for the rest of your life.
Caitlin sampled, says she.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I think that this kid is going to be like what he's known for.
Yeah.
There's only 100 known cases of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at this uncombable hair syndrome.
It's very sad.
Do you think the parents cried when they gave him the diagnosis and his mom's just like sobbing in the back?
Do you think he came out?
No, I don't think so, because they'd shave his head if it was like that. True. Oh my God, this is so grotesque. It's adorable. Yeah.
It is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he come out of the womb with his hair like this?
I mean,
you know who else had this? Justin Guarini.
Yep. I don't know who that is.
Mm-hmm. The celebrity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he really have this?
Did Gallagher have this?
Didn't Ethan Zahn have this at a young age?
Yeah, he had this. Yeah. Lots of people had this. Lots of people try to have it on purpose, you know, show that they don't care.
Yeah.
You know what they say at the very end? They consider it a blessing. That's exactly what someone who would say when they really hate it.
Or when they've already have plans to monetize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's probably got like several Instagram, TikTok accounts. Now you just got to get him dancing. Mm-hmm. Cash will roll in.
Yeah, roll it in. So, Tyson, I know you've been a longtime proponent of the mane and tail shampoo. Do you think that might be something that could help this young man?
I mean, it's not going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
may as well try it. And I still maintain, you know, why not try Viagra? We keep finding new uses for it every day. You can try it topically.
Scalp massage.
Yeah, scalp massage. Yeah,
I don't know if they've done too many experiments on giving babies Viagra. But
they should. Hopefully they've never done that.
Yeah. I don't know.
We did get a little story shared to us on Twitter.
Yes.
That I just wanted to run past Danny real quick here before we get into his bolt hole.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned this earlier. What
is it? Listen to this. Identical twin brothers, Josh and Jeremy, married identical twin sisters, Brittany and Brianna. Both couples gave birth to baby boys at around the same time. Although technically cousins, the boys are genetically brothers.
Hmm.
Are they because they share the same DNA?
Some kind of like super race over there, where this family lives. Like, what's going on? That seems
isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
That genetically they're brothers because both sets of parents share the same DNA.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, that's just
how am I supposed to respond to this?
You're not. I just thought it was mathematically kind of, you know, like kind of incredible to think about that.
I'm not a numerologist, so I can't really do the math on this.
But even on 2/22/22, you're not even an amateur numerologist?
No, I can't.
I mean, but this isn't the part powers. That's... And that part's just kind of interesting. The weird part is that they all live together, and they're
that
raising
is weird.
Their sons together in the
about
same
as
house.
Weird as I would expect mm-hmm. from people willing to go
and
into that
sure
situation.
And they're sure that the father is who it's supposed to be?
There's no way of ever knowing is the thing. Because,
it's the perfect crime.
It's the perfect crime. Yeah. Break into that house a couple generations from now, and it's going to be like a bunch of mole people.
Yeah. Even Hank the Tank wouldn't go in there at that point.
Yeah, it's not worth the food.
It's like, this is too weird. All right, Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Yeah, guide us
all right,
there.
Here we go.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you be.
Yeah. Okay.
I saw an article in support of billionaires, and of course, I jumped on that article because mm-hmm. you guys know that no one's more pro billionaire than me.
Very much
let
so.
Let me be clear, not all billionaires get my respect, but
no, they all do. They all get your respect. I wouldn't
just
say
the richest ones, right?
No, just the ones who didn't 10. Start off as billionaires or even 100 millionaires.
Okay.
If you started off under $1 million and ended up with a billion, you got my respect.
So you're saying most of the Waltons you do not respect at all.
Second, third generation. Yeah.
Second, third generation.
I'd
Waltons.
Gladly be a Walton and I would gladly take their money.
Okay.
But they're just not at that level.
Okay.
So space billionaires especially have been irritating people. I've seen a lot of articles, especially over the summer, like,
but
oh,
you're
what?
Famously for really them. Supportive of
oh my
space
gosh, space and billionaires, you're teaming those things, two things together.
Yeah. Danny wouldn't need any Viagra for the rest of his life if he just could have somebody whisper space billionaire.
If you could bottle up those two things, space and billionaires, and put it into a pill, I'd be erect for 4,000 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there was a pro billionaire space article. And of course I had to read it because that's
it
how
lured
I
you in. Yeah.
It lured me in.
And you didn't write this article.
No, I didn't. Okay. It's on Ars Technica. And it's about another billionaire who's joined the billionaires, but as a passenger. He flew in one of the first SpaceX flights. Right. If you will remember him, his name is Jared Isaacman. Yep. And he loved it so much that he's bought two or three more trips on some of the future SpaceX vehicles. And this article talks about how they're going to go into an orbit of 856 miles, which is one, or they're going to break that orbit. It'll be the record orbit. So Bezos will take you to 60 miles. Mm-hmm. That's where he goes. Like you go up, you get a glimpse.
Your cowboy hat doesn't even come off your head.
Yeah. Right. And then you come back down. SpaceX is doing real space exploration.
They're not just like pretend vehicles. Like gray area space.
Yeah. Gray area space. But SpaceX is getting up there 856 miles. They're testing out new vehicles. They even have a new rocket that some NASA people are upset about because it's so cheap, or hopefully will be so cheap, to put in to space up to the moon and back. Whereas their rocket's supposed to cost like $2 billion a launch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's stirring things up, Musk is. But this just talks about how this billionaire, Love of Space, is going to pay for several trips to space to try out new things like new EV suits, you know, that they go out into space with, new command modules, flying modules. And the article said what I always say, any progress in space, even if it's done by billionaires, is progress for us.
For right? humanity.
Like if we can dig a nice, if we can dig rare minerals out of an asteroid instead of out of like the Chinese plateaus, then that's a win for humanity. If people can get up to space and see that blue marble hanging in the black void for themselves, I think that's a win for humanity.
But are those riches coming back to Earth to enrich the lives of the Earthlings, or just the space billionaires who?
Well, of course, people the people who put in the money to get up there, they'll make even more billions, probably become trillionaires. But if we benefit, if the Earth benefits, we stop having to tap into the resources in the ground because we can go mine them in the space, and I think we all win. Plus the cost of space travel itself hopefully would come down to the point where just billionaires can get into space.
So you're saying that like they're going to be doing this is almost like you have a teenager that's like going to be drinking anyway. It's like they're going to be harming the Earth here. Why don't we just let them go harm asteroids
up in space? Right. I just think that lots of things trickle down and
hopefully
benefit
not
us.
Asteroids.
Yeah. Well, that's a real danger. But you know what? I just love the space billionaires. And we got another billionaire joining the game, this time not as like a creator of a new space program, but as a passenger. Mm-hmm. And if billionaires are willing to risk their lives, right? I mean, Elon's not going to, but all these other billionaires, then, hey, that's real commitment. Mm-hmm. That's not someone, that's not some charlatan. That's someone who really loves space.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go space, go billionaires.
Go space. Can I share with you quickly one story that one of our celebrity super fans of News AF sent in this week? I get a lot of submissions for the show from America's urologist, Dr. Mike Zahalski, loves News AF, listens to it every week. Sent in this story, Danny.
He was at Sundance by Danny's house.
Oh,
I was just up there last night.
He was on a ski vacation. Yeah.
Yes. Well, this story has to do with skiing and as the skier on the panel, Danny. At the Beijing Olympics, which just wrapped up, one of the skiers from Finland, Remy Lindholm, had an injury that he might need Dr. Mike to take a look at. That according to the article, he was suffering from what the medical team was
frozen
penis. It required a heat pack at the end of the race because of the frozen unit.
Wait, are we being real here?
Yeah, I actually thought of Tyson when
on my road bike
story, because on his road bike, Tyson used to
have suffered
this cock shield that he used to put underneath his biking shorts to protect him.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, Tyson should have
from the wind.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Because I would ride in the winter to stay fit. So even if I was in Utah in the winter and it was 10, 15 degrees, I'd still go ride for 5 hours. And one time, and you'd just put a plastic bag between your layers of bike shorts and stuff, covering your groin. You'd call it like a cock block or a cock sock or something.
Shield.
And then cock shield. One time it slipped off through my, and I didn't know. And I had to stop at a gas station and splash hot water on my, and buy a hot chocolate and hold it in my crotch and all stuff. And I wanted to puke. It felt like somebody had kicked me in the groin like 5 times.
Wow. Yeah. So that's called the screaming barfies.
Yeah. It was the screaming barfies. And
on your dong,
which is crazy because I still was able to have kids. So everything worked out.
Well, they say actually, you know, that to some degree, the cold is good for, gonads.
Also, Tyson, that might be a way
good.
Yeah. You could cryogenically freeze, it sounds like, out of all the organs.
Mm-hmm. At first, it felt like nothing because it was so frozen, numb.
Yeah.
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 Now, Tyson, just to go full circle on this, that do you think that, and as the chat is pointing out, that had you taken Viagra prior to the race?
Yes.
It wasn't a race. It was just training.
Just training.
It probably would have been okay because it would have increased blood flow and stuff. And actually, professional cyclists for years and years have been known to take Viagra in cold racing situations because it keeps their legs warmer.
And this came up in the NFL playoffs where that before one of the games that there was a football commentator, Bart Scott, that was saying that the Bills quarterback, Josh Allen, who was saying he loses feeling in his feet in these cold weather games, ought to be taking Viagra going into
Are you serious?
Another use for the miracle drug of our time.
Yeah. Are we sure the recipe for Viagra didn't come via like Comet, you know, like some ancient script? This is proving to be more and more impressive as a drug. There's no way humans came up with something this useful.
King Tut, the seventh,
right?
Catacomb was had this written on the wall.
Wait, I want to know if that's true because my feet get really cold.
It's true. It's 100%
true. All I have to do is pop a little blue pill to keep my toes warm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to do things to keep your toes warm anyways, but if your toes are not warm when they should be a little bit warm, then yeah, pro cyclists swear by it. There are some pro cyclists who are like, if it's under 40 degrees and I'm racing, I will take Viagra before I race.
Okay. Crazy.
All right. Yeah. Danny, what's coming up for you this week?
I got a video coming out on Mediocre Amateur on YouTube.
The YouTube network hasn't dropped you yet.
No, they haven't censored me.
Good.
Yet.
Why?
But once I start pushing Viagra conspiracy theories, it sounds like I might be blocked.
What's in the bag? 17 Viagras just for my toes. One for each toe. I have,
Is that how many you should take? One per toe?
Yeah, one per toe to stay warm.
Okay, that's fair. So, yeah, I'll be doing
Consult your doctor. And,
gosh, I had something else. No, I can't think of anything else, but tons of cool stuff, I'm sure. Okay. I mean, it's not pickleball, but at least it's something.
It's something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll see if Danny gets called out to go and work on the Hank the Tank task force.
Yeah.
I'm volunteering. Like I said, I've given them my conditions and terms. So
you're not too far from Tahoe, right?
No. With the chopper they supply, I could get there in a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Danny Bryson is on the case.
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tyson, what about for you this week?
I have some pickleball, obviously. I always have pickleball.
Always.
And then pickle pod. And then we are starting to schedule our upcoming season of The Pod Has Spoken with The Ringer. So we'll be doing that. We're going to reach out to some guests here pretty soon. And I think this week, I think my interview with Ozzy for the Micronesia rewatch comes out. I've seen
your Natalie Bolton interviews.
Yeah. So next is Ozzy's and then Parv's.
Boom.
So that's it.
Okay. Well, great job here today. Of course, we're wrapping up Celebrity Big Brother over on Rob is a Podcast proper. Check that out. Rob and Akiva need a podcast this week. We broke down some of the new words young people are saying to make millennials sound less chuggy, because a lot of the, you know, millennials are really just getting roasted by the younger generations that are coming up because they're so out of it.
Wow. And we're in the clear as Gen Xers?
Yeah, I think we're, I've been reading Chuck Klosterman's new audiobook, The 90s, and he says that Gen X is the least annoying generation ever.
Oh, so. I could have told you that.
Mm-hmm.
Zennials, the bridge makers.
Yes.
I mean, come on. We've got all the best traits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
we'll be remembered as the greatest generation.
I don't know about that, but I think that the thing about our generation is that we don't care.
That's why
what's what makes us the least annoying is like we have no pride in our generation, but maybe by saying that we're the least annoying, maybe that is having pride in our generation.
I'm proud to be a Gen Xer as long as
it's been a good listen so far. A big Chuck Klosterman fan, so about 3 hours into that one. Good read. Okay, all right, thank you so much for watching. Take care, everybody. We'll be back next time. Yes.
Big Brother updates, Danny, Lamar Odom, I heard, is the guy to watch. I heard he's just
he got kicked TV off gold.
Yes, right? Lamar Odom, Danny is in the know. As of last night, Lamar Odom is out.
I knew that much.
Up until that point, gold?
He was one of the fan favorites, for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, there we have it.
There you have it. All right. Thank you so much for watching. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.